Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Matt in Jersey. Matt.
Good. Hopefully you don't bang on me. Hopefully you got some tough skin. You know, you're from New York. You keep running your mouth about Philly fans. I'm a perfect person to talk to. Listen, your run is over. That Mets run's over. The fans, all scum fans, yo. You could come to the bank. You guys never witnessed Red October at the bank. I can't wait till you guys get there.
Matt, here's what you can do. You could go in your little rat hole of a stadium, any little rat hole of a city, all right? And you can watch the story that is the 2024 Mets unfold slowly, much to your disdain and your dismay. And then you can slink out of that stadium, the loser that you are. And you know what I hope happens, Matt? I hope that you are sitting there at some point, whether it's down in Philly, or if you got the stones to make, or the stones or the resources or the time to make the trip out to Queens. And here's what I don't hope that the Mets beat you 11-2. That would be too easy. Because then Matt could emotionally check out. We don't want that. We want pain for Matt. That's what we want. So I want Matt to be slinking in his seat, right, in Queens and looking around saying, oh, we got this. You know, now he's Johnny Tough Guy. Now he's Matty Muscles with 9 beers in him, right? And then I want you to suffer the most painful, unexpected loss in your putrid, pathetic Philadelphia history. And I want you to walk out of that stadium and get on the turnpike and get ready to be served the 40-piece by my boy Brunson. That's what's coming your way, pal. Enjoy the series.
Oh, BT, that was fantastic. That was on your show on Saturday.
Yeah, he called in. He was dissing Met fans. I had to step up for everybody. Dissing New York can't happen.
Loved it. Before game one.
Yes.
So he did get a little taste of that in game
and
one.
And I got a bunch of tweets on that from Met fans saying, hey, man, you ended Matty's life there and you helped us get a good win.
That is fantastic. And on that same topic, we have Francisco Lindor meeting the media today, talking about what the atmosphere is going to be like at Citi Field for Game 3 tomorrow night.
Kind of different.
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty much the same because anything can happen in the playoffs. I don't think your fans were saying, oh, we ended up bad in the year. You know, we're not going to support our team. You know, I think they brought a lot of energy, and it's going to be the same thing now. You know, they're going to come in, and they're going to support us, and they're going to go all out.
What do you think of the fight this team shows every game that, you know, whether you're down or haven't scored, and then the next thing you know, you look up and it's a different game.
Yeah, it's something that we talked about. Just staying in the game, continue to compete, pitch after pitch, play all 27 outs, and we'll see where we end up.
All right, forget about the second part of that, but I want to educate Francisco Lindor on something here, and any Mets who may not have experienced this before. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be different. I know that for a fact. Two reasons. Number one, 2022 was the aberration. We talked about this many times.
Many times.
For the Yankees and the Mets. I was actually shocked at how pathetic the crowd was at Citi Field in 2022. As somebody who's been there in 99, 2000, 2006, 2015, 2016, I've never felt a playoff crowd more dead than it was in 22. And here's the factual evidence. The tickets that I had, I bought a strip or whatever in 2022 for the postseason, you could have gotten them cheaper on the secondary market than what I paid face value in 2022.
You got it from SNY back then, too?
Yeah, whatever, I think through SNY, the ability to buy the postseason trips. But I used to, even when I was working at the Fan, buy the postseason trips. Like, any Mets season ticket or any Mets postseason ticket that you could get at face value is a great value because it goes up tenfold in the playoffs. In 2022, shockingly, it didn't. And I didn't understand why. And I could never understand why that crowd wasn't any good. This year, the tickets that I bought through SNY and will be going tomorrow, taking my mother and sister, cannot wait. They have like quadrupled in value. So the face value already for these tickets, like to get in, it's already through the roof. It's going to be the hottest ticket in town. Now, that should show you along with common sense and just feel, it's going to be lit. It's going to be back to being what the postseason should be. I'm not blaming Lindor for being wrong. He doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
But him, whoever else in that, Alonso, Nimmo, anybody else, or even Carlos Mendoza talking about how the crowd was great at the end of the season, it's going to be that and then some. This will be unlike anything that any of those players have ever felt before from that crowd.
And you got your ace tomorrow.
Yes.
You got your ace going. Yeah. I mean, those Philly games, again, regular season versus postseason, it's going to be ramped up. There's no doubt, more so now. But if that was a foreshadow of what's coming, and it definitely is, the play's going to be on fire.
It was on fire for the end of the regular season. You're right.
100%. And-